episode 704, How Extreme Obsession Can Stop You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are having an absolutely glorious week. In fact, what have you been up to lately? You know, it is Wellness Wednesday, and we're going to be chatting about how extreme obsession can stop you. Have you ever obsessed about anything? Oh, surely not. Oh, well, I'm sure you have, because I have, and boy, do I have stories to tell you. But before we jump into that, I have got to give a huge welcome to all of our brand new family members. Big hugs across the airways. I'm so glad you found us. Welcome to the family. I am thrilled that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to find the simple in every day. We've got enough chaos going on. We're enough busy all the time, right? The busy is our middle name. I don't even have a middle name, and now that's my middle name. Christiane Busy Wargo. Yeah, that would be me. So we got to slow down a little bit, and we've got to stop obsessing about things. Our obsessions of what we can and cannot do or have keeps us from living the life God intended. Did I get your attention with that statement? I sure hope so. Because as much as we try to control things, one area or the other. Oh, I have to eat healthy. I have to be just a clean eater. And this is what that means. And if you don't eat that way, then okay, well, then that's not good. And this is how I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. And then something happens. You all of a sudden have to go to a holiday party and you find yourself going down another track of, oh, wait, I've been here and I don't feel comfortable. Now I don't know what to do. Obsession can stop us. And it happens in our daily lives. We are intended to live a life of harmony, but not in perfect balance. God can only create that perfect balance, but in harmony, yes, that's what he wants for us. He wants us to find what works for us, what works for you as an individual, what works for your family. You see, when you were growing up, you figured out the harmony of your family. And maybe you kind of did some weird things, but it worked for your family. So it was great, right? That was the harmony of your family, the harmony of your life. Now that you're grown up, you have a family of your own. Now you're creating your own harmony. But sometimes I think we're trying to create this huge dream that everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be in balance. We're not going to have everything in balance. So just wipe that from your head. And if you think that you can have something in balance, then just bear with me today as you listen to the rest of the episode. And just kind of go along with me for a minute. Maybe you can catch something new and different, because I know I'm going to introduce to you a kiss you most likely have never heard of. I've never heard of it until I made it. Now, if it's out there, I don't know of anybody else who has it. And yes, it's a different twist on something, and it's going to help you with your obsessions. You see, we go to the extreme on so many things. I can think about our marriages, our relationships with our husband, our wives. You know, we want it to be perfect. We want to have that date night every week. And then guess what? A child gets sick and then something else happens the next week. And next thing you know, it's been 6 months and you haven't had a date. Does that mean your life's falling apart? No. That may mean you just need to shift a little bit. But for some of us, we get all frazzled and bedazzled in our life going, oh my gosh, it's not working out right. My marriage is falling apart. We haven't had a date night. I don't know what to do because it's been like this. It's been perfect this whole time. And now, oh my gosh, extreme obsessions can stop you. And they actually can stop you from living the life that God intended you to live. You see, I was one of those crazy moms. And a crazy mom of five, well, yes, because you have five children, you can be a little crazy. But you can have a lot of fun at the same time. But I was crazy in the good sense, at least in my opinion I was, because I wanted to do right and I wanted to only have the best for my children. And when we first started having children, of course, remember, we never planned any of our five children. They were all very blessed surprises. I will go into it, you know, in that detail in another episode. But just so you understand, they were all blessed surprises. And so in our walks of life, we find out we're pregnant with number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're like, okay, we're going to deal with this. Not too sure that we were expecting it, but we're going to handle it. And so I wanted to make sure I gave everything to my children. And I wanted it to be, yes, perfect. And so that perfect mom in me, especially as a first-time mom, I wanted to make sure that I gave her everything that she needed. That included my breast milk. And yes, I can say on all five of them, I was able to breastfeed them, and none of them got a drop of formula. Now, that's not sitting here condemning anyone who has fed their baby formula. I was a formula-fed baby. My mom could not breastfeed. It did not work for her. She tried, but it wasn't right. But for me as a mom, this is what I needed to do. This was my harmony. This is what I saw and what I wanted to bring into my family. And not only did I want to give them the breast milk, but I also wanted to feed them the best food. All my babies were early teethers, very early teethers. And mommy didn't appreciate that much when they decided to use mommy as a gnawing bin. It was not fun, but they learned very quickly that that was not allowed if they wanted to eat. But when they got to real food, I made them their homemade baby food. I only wanted what was best for them. I even made homemade pancakes from scratch. Now you're like, but pancakes aren't good for you. Well, they're good for you to the degree that you know the ingredients that are going into them. I didn't buy those pre-made, you know, buy off the store, you know, you just add water or you just add milk and then you cook it. Oh no, I made it with the fresh flour. So I knew what kind of flour I was using. I didn't add sugar. I knew what if and when I was going to use salt and what kind of syrup I would use and all this jazz. I controlled the ingredients. So to me, yes, they were the better option. And some would say you were an extreme mama. Oh yeah, I was extreme. And I was extreme to the point where they loved fruit. They loved real food. Now, I don't know what happened to them as they got older. Some of them continued along the good track of life, and others were like, I don't want anything else to do with green vegetables, fruits that are sweet, or anything. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm just going to eat these three things, and that's it. Well, that's for another episode, because I do have some picky eaters in the family. But you see, when I was trying to be that amazing mom and feed them only the best, my daughter, my firstborn, early teether, we went to the pediatrician and he said, I've got some concerns here with her teeth. I think, I want to go and I want her to be looked at by a specialist. I said, okay, of course. I mean, I only want the best, right? So off we went. Well, we found out that she was beginning to develop early stages of cavities. And I'm like, what? There's no way. I'm the best mama ever. Oh, yeah. I mean, she gets my breast milk and then she gets real homemade baby food. And now she just gets real food because she was getting old enough to have real food. I'm like, oh, no way. There's nothing wrong with her teeth. And then the dentist continued to explain to me that, you know, mom, it's okay. Relax. Don't get obsessed about this. You're doing a good job. But the thing is there's not a lot of enamel on baby teeth. And the good food that you've been feeding your child is actually harming the baby teeth. Well, you see, I didn't brush her teeth 3 or 4 times a day. And so that good fruit that she was having and that she loved so much, anything that was left, because she didn't take a bottle to bed. Oh, no, she did not. If she was, as an infant, then she would nurse with me, but there was no bottle in bed. Oh, no. So, you know, I talk about extreme. I was the extreme. I lived it. My husband then took her to the dentist, and thank goodness he did, because there were some screams and some yells. The dentist took care of what she needed to, and now she's grown, she's in college, and she has the most spectacular, beautiful adult teeth, and no braces needed either. You see, our extreme obsessions can stop you. I thought I was doing everything right as a mom, getting it all correct, but it still led me down a road that I didn't expect. Leo Zhu says this: when you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. Sometimes we're living in this world of, lackism, so to speak. Yeah, that's my new word for the day. I just made it up. I don't think it's a word, but we're going to call it an ism for me. Lackism. We're missing something. And so we have to feel like we need to fill that void with something. And a lot of times we are filling that void with our obsessions. We overly obsess about our weight or our health, our clean eating, or the way we exercise, or the type of exercise we do, the type of supplements we need to take in, the type of vitamins. How crazy can we get? Oh, we can get crazy, can't we? But then when something else happens and it shifts our life and it stops us in our tracks, then we begin to have to take a step back and we have to look and say, wow, was I really doing the right thing? Or was it my obsession that was actually stopping me? Obsessions are not something good to have. And we can obsess about anything from relationships to food to exercise to what kind of car we drive, to the kind of job we have, the kind of business we build, to how many children we have, to how involved we are in the church. The list goes on and on and on. So how do you remove the extreme obsession that can stop you in your life? Because you see, you're not lacking anything. God has equipped you with absolutely everything. So how do you remove yourself from having this extreme obsession that overcomes you on a daily basis? You think more about what you either can or can't do, and that's your focus, and you forget about maybe all the other things that really matter in life. So how do you step away from that? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Adopt the enjoyment philosophy. And you're probably like, what is that? It sounds interesting. Yes, we're into creating new words today, aren't we? Okay, enjoyment. You've heard of that term, but we're going to use it a little bit differently. Because we need to remove this idea that this lackism in our life, right? That we don't have enough. I'm not saying that we don't have enough money. I'm not talking about finances. I'm not talking about that we don't have enough food to put on the table. That's not what I'm referring to. We're lacking something internal. We're creating these internal scars by the conversations that go on in our head and by the expectations we set upon ourselves. These extreme obsessions that we have. So what you need to do to get out of that is your KISS. Adopt the enjoyment philosophy. You know what enjoyment means, correct? Of course you do. But let me tell you just in case. It's the state or process of taking pleasure in something. It's the feel-good part, right? You enjoy it. You enjoy a roller coaster ride. Yes, it's fun. It gives you that adrenaline rush. You love it. You may get dizzy when you get off of it for a moment, but you just love that rush. It's a feel-good state, okay? That's what we think about when we think of the word enjoyment. But I want you to take that definition out of your head for a moment because we're talking about the enjoyment philosophy. And it goes like this: the act of possessing or benefiting from something. The key word there is benefiting. Because we like to look at enjoyment as pleasure, right? The feel good part. Oh yeah, man, when I eat sweets, I feel good. Talk to me 30 minutes to an hour later and I feel so bad. The enjoyment philosophy takes it and says the action of possessing and benefiting from something. I absolutely, positively love sweets. I love them. I don't care if it's candy. I don't care if it's chocolate. I don't care if it's baked sweets. I love sweets. And I love salty sweetness too. I love it all. Food and I, we just have an enjoyment. But we're just going to talk about sweets right now. And those sweets, oh yeah. I can sure love them, and I enjoy them. My mind eats it up, and it goes to my feel-good center of the brain, and it goes boop, 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 boop. It lights up, you know? It does. It lights up, and it is on fire. And then the body says, womp, 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 womp. It's freaking out. Next thing you know, I've got the wolves howling. My children hear it in the next room. Mom, are you okay? What did you eat? My husband can't sleep because they're so loud. They just go off in my stomach. You see, the enjoyment philosophy is all about the benefits. Does it benefit you? Does it give you beneficial enjoyment? These are some of the questions that you can ask yourself when it comes to the enjoyment philosophy and how you can remove yourself from this obsession. Does this benefit me? How is this going to benefit my goals? Eating sweets does not help my goals. It helps my mind, and it gives me a great sensation up there for a whole 35 seconds. But then after that, oh no, it's not good for this body. The alarm goes off. Within 20 to 30 minutes, I'm 3 to 4 to 5 months pregnant. That's not a good situation to be in. My body has a major reaction to it. So which of the two evils would you rather have? The feel-good pleasure or the benefits? We're looking at the benefits. How is this going to benefit my goals? Is this going to take me the direction I want to go? Where do you want to go? Are you going where you want to go? I know with me, if I do sweets and if I do sweets every single day, oh my goodness, beware. I'm putting on the pounds. That's just how my body is. And it's not necessarily weight as in truly fat. Eventually it does turn to fat, but it's the way my body takes in food and it has a chemical reaction. And I just get kind of bloated. And I begin to retain water and I swell up. I mean, I don't look like this huge Oompa Loompa balloon, but I feel like it. And if I continue in that eating pattern over a period of months to a year, oh, you better believe that scale is going to do something that I don't want it to do. Adopt the enjoyment philosophy. You see, the enjoyment philosophy is taking action on something that benefits your mind, body, and spirit, giving you long-lasting joy. A lot of us look at the enjoyment for just that brief 35 seconds that we get. But we need to look long-term. We need to have the long-lasting joy where every morning you get up and you feel good. Every night when you lay down, you feel awesome, ready to see what God's going to bring you the next day. We've been talking a lot about stress, and I wanted to bring this up because in the holidays, there's so much stress happening. And extreme obsession is, I mean, it can stress us out. And if you need some help on stress, we've already done two episodes. One episode is episode 697. It'll be in the show notes. Out of the Pit. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's great. It talks about stress and what you can do for the pit of stress. And what the kiss is there. You already know that answer, but it's, again, it's a different way of really getting it to sink in. And the other episode we just did a couple days ago, which was episode 702, How to Manage Stress During the Holidays. There we're talking about the A's, the simplify and amplify, the amplification part of it. Now we're talking, though, to the extreme obsessions. What we can and can't have. Either direction that we look can stop us. When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. God gave you everything you need. He's not going to leave you hanging. And I know sometimes we can be our worst critic. And when we are our worst critic, we can't see beyond the extreme obsession. We think that's the only way to live. I want to ask you something. Look at where you were last year, a year ago today. Where were you? Now, if you keep doing the same thing that you are now, you're going to be right where you are today, just a year older. Is that honestly where you want to be in your life? That's a hard question to answer, isn't it? And somewhat of a scary answer, but one that we need to really pay attention to. Because if we begin to continue to live our lives on these extreme obsessions, it's going to stop you from getting to where you want to go. Maybe you are wanting to find, though, what really works. You're searching for harmony, what God really desires for you, because you know He's already equipped you with what you need. Sometimes it's digging deep enough to find out that that's what it is. Maybe it's paying attention to other areas in our lives and taking the focus off of other areas, hence the extreme obsessions. We can get that way. But it's about finding the harmony in our life. Let God do the balancing part of it. That's where He does it best. But for us, we can find the harmony. Don't look at yourself as lacking or falling short. You got everything you need. Remove the extreme obsession. Don't tell yourself you can't have the peanuts unless if you have an allergic reaction when you eat peanuts. Oh, please then do not eat peanuts. But like for me, Thanksgiving, I knew. I mean, breads, oh my gosh, I love breads, but breads do not love me. Oh yes, bring on the wolves. They howl so loud. But I told myself that my aunt was going to be there. And she made her homemade sweet dinner rolls. And oh my goodness, they are the best. And I was like, okay, it's not about being good as to what I did or didn't eat the day before, the week before, a month before. No, it had nothing to do with that. It was that I was leaving room. And I was going in knowing that it's okay. I'm going to allow myself to have that one roll. And I know my body may sound off a little alarm. It may howl once or twice. But I'm not going to eat 3 or 4 pans of the sweet rolls. So I should be okay. It may just howl just for maybe 1 or 2 times. And I may be a little uncomfortable. But you see, me allowing myself to have that dinner roll took me out of this obsession that I couldn't have something that I really wanted. And that would have kind of actually distracted me the entire time. You see, our extreme obsessions stop us because we're distracted by them. Our focus is only on them, whether they're good or bad. We got to stop it. You got to remove yourself from that. Adopt the enjoyment philosophy. And if you want some help and guidance, click on Take Aim. I am here for you. I will even do my best. My schedule, yes, it is pretty jam-packed before the holidays. But I will do my best to get you scheduled in before 2017 because you matter. And if you have a dream for your life and you desire help and you're like, I really want something, I need help, and you're willing to reach out and to start that conversation, you better believe I'm here for you. So click on the link. It's in the show notes. Take Aim. Action ignites motivation. I'm here for you. There's no reason to live in the bondage of our extreme obsessions. Remove that distraction from you today so you can live the life that God has intended you to live. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.